Time for your Ag Edge Grain Market Report with Alan Watts and Ben Westerfield. Brought to you in part by Hopkinsville Elevator, Commonwealth Agri-Energy, Agri-Chem, and HEC Crop Insurance.
Well, it's a Friday, the 13th. Mr. Ben Westerfield, how's the Chicago Board of Trade on this Friday?
A little weaker in Chicago again this morning on the last trading day of the week. March corn's off a penny at 4.42¾. May futures off a half at 4.50½. July corn's off a penny at 4.54¼. September corn off a half at 4.36½. December 25 corn down a quarter of a cent at 4.41¼. This morning, March wheat futures climbing a penny at 5.59¾. May is up a penny at 5.69¼. July 25 for this coming summer at 5.75¼. It is currently unchanged. Overnight, January soybean futures falling 4 cents at 9.92. March off a nickel at 9.98¼. May futures off a nickel at 10.09. July 25 at 10.20, down 4. August futures down 4 at 10.17¾. November 25 at 10.10 even, down 4. And the January 26 bean futures today, 4 cents weaker. They are trading at 10.19¼ in the overnight trade.
You're listening to your Ag Edge Grain Market Report.
All right, Pioneer Winter Canola Radio, take one.
Why, I tell you, there's gold in them thar fields.
Hard no on that voice. Take two.
Hey there, eh? Growing canola is...
Canola isn't just for Canadians. Pioneer and Bunge Chevron have a unique closed-loop program. It's a new winter cash crop. It's great for your soil health.
So we should just tell people to visit pioneer.com/wintercanola to learn more?
Yep, and you just did.
Liberty Herbicide has been great. Easy to use, backed by BASF. And new Liberty Ultra Herbicide will be the cornerstone of our weed control.
It's the Liberty Herbicide Grandpa Trusts, made even better. Liberty Lock.
For improved weed control.
Gluel Technology.
For a lower use rate. Change is good.
Real good.
The next generation of Liberty Herbicide.
For the next generation of growers. Visit liberty-ultra.us. Always read and follow label directions.